From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. At the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, New Orleans was a hotspot for cases and deaths. Many events were put on hold. Bourbon Street and the French Quarter fell quiet. Jazz Fest and many parades were canceled. Now, New Orleans is allowing gatherings of up to 500 people. And a few weeks ago, Mardi Gras Indians held a second-line funeral, a parade, to honor a local icon, Killian Boyd, otherwise known as Big Chief Dump. Dressed in masks and elaborate suits, participants said it signaled a return to some sense of normalcy and joy. Beldon Batiste, a local politician, was one of the hundreds there to remember Big Chief Dump.
Dump meant a lot to me, because you know what it was to be a big chief. I'm Beldon Nooneman Batiste, a Mardi Gras Indian, and you know, we're going to carry his legacy on. The dancing and the music comes from Africa.
Come up and dump down on the bayou.
When you're dancing to the music, you're really expressing yourself. But what I look at the music as being a healer, because when you get music, everything goes great. Hey, hey. During this pandemic, this is like one of the first big culture events. So it's like bringing a family together. I think he's happy and excited, because there's one thing when you do a funeral, but when you do a funeral the way I live, that's a great feeling. We usually can parade all around, but my Uncle Lionel, we paraded 3 weeks. But you got to do a certain thing with the pandemic rules. And so they're just going to go around, then they're going to stop. And after, they're going to go to Congo Square without just the family and people, and pour the libation with the African drummers. It's great for the community to come together, long as they're practicing safe masks, hand sanitizer. Some of them told me they took the vaccine and they're doing great. Right in Congo Square, our ancestors met. And it was the Indians that used to hide us when they used to come for the slaves and everything. So to be a Mardi Gras Indian is everything to me. First they had the sorrow and the funeral, but when they hit the streets, it was like a sense of joy. You was crying joy because they was gone out the world and they was being healed, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do in New Orleans, and nowhere around the world you can get it. Nowhere.
That was Beldon Batiste at a second-line parade in New Orleans last month. The story was produced by Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WWNO in New Orleans, WBHM in Birmingham, and Mississippi Public Broadcasting.